What is up, everybody? My name is John Sparks. I am your host for Sparks of the Paranormal. And I want to say a huge thank you to everybody out there that's been showing love and support on the Instagram, the Facebook page, all the podcasting platforms. You guys freaking rock, man. Seriously, thank you so much. And I think we're all really enjoying this journey together as we learn more about UFOs, cryptids, spirits, ghosts, demons, everything that goes bump in the night. And if you guys want to support the show, guess what? I just dropped merch. That's right. If you go to the Instagram page or you go to the Facebook page, you'll find a link there. It's going to get you some sweet, sweet paranormal swag. Maybe some dope hats, some wicked sweet t-shirts, maybe even a bandana for your paranormal pup. That's right. Grab a bandana, slap it on that pup. I want to see a picture on Instagram. With that being said, grab a seat, kids. Get ready, because it's about to get crazy on a brand new episode of Sparks of the Paranormal. Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to Sparks of the Paranormal. I am your host, John Sparks. And today, I've got a pretty cool episode for you. I'm sitting down with Tony Cottingib from Appalachian Paranormal Team out in Tennessee. Now, these guys have been together around about a year now, but they've been hitting some pretty cool spots and had some pretty great experiences. So, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm hoping you had a really good day today.
So far I have.
That's good. That's good. So, what made you start looking into the paranormal?
I'd have to say with my first experience. I was about 7 or 8 years old, seen a shadow figure in my parents' living room. And, you know, as growing up, you know, I questioned it more and more. What could that be? Who could that be? And so that kind of just brought me to wanting to get into the paranormal.
Okay, and about how long did it take you to finally dig your claws in and start investigating?
It took me up until about October of last year when I actually ran into Appalachian Paranormal Team. They were hosting a ghost walk.
Mm-hmm. And did you have an experience on the ghost walk?
On the ghost walk, no. But I was able to learn more about where they were hosting the ghost walk, and it's actually become one of my favorite places.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Where was that at?
It's in Caribou, Tennessee, and it's called Red Ash.
Red Ash. So guys, check out Red Ash. Check out Appalachian Paranormal Team. Do you know if you guys are going to go back there?
Actually, we are. We are hosting another ghost walk coming up next weekend, the 23rd and 24th.
Mm-hmm.
We are hosting another ghost walk up there at Red Ash.
That's phenomenal. So, I gotta ask. So, you've been with the team for about a year now.
Yes.
What is your favorite investigation so far?
So far, I'd have to say that my favorite investigation was at a bed and breakfast up in Cumberland Gap, Tennessee. And that is where I've seen my first full body apparition.
That had to be quite the sight.
Oh, it was. To see a woman in a white dress just appear and go down a set of stairs. And by the time I got there, there was nothing. Yeah, that's something that, you know, makes you scratch your head.
That's pretty cool that you actually saw a white woman. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've heard about them all the time, but I've never talked to somebody who's actually seen one.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that I'd seen it. I'm still second-guessing myself, being a paranormal investigator. Did I actually see that? But I did. I wish I could have caught it on camera, though.
It's the way it always goes. You catch something, you see it, you go to reach for a camera, and gone.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts. Those moments are awful.
But I have that experience to be able to share.
Which is phenomenal. That's honestly, I think, really what we're all looking for in the paranormal community is somebody to be able to share our experience with and say, hey, I'm not alone, you're not alone, we're all seeing stuff. So, what is your favorite piece of evidence that you've gotten so far?
I'd have to say my favorite piece of evidence so far is when we were investigating Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary, and we were at James Earl Ray's cell, and with our SLS camera, we caught a stick figure actually kneeling and praying at his cell.
And do you actually think that was James Earl Ray?
I'm thinking it could have been.
Wow. I mean, that's kind of cool to think that towards the end of his life, he may have actually changed his ways.
He could have. I've heard stories that, you know, he didn't kill Martin Luther King, but then, you know, there's two sides to every story.
Exactly. But that is intense. Like, if you're going to go somewhere and catch a piece of evidence, the guy that supposedly killed Martin Luther King Jr. is praying in his cell.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy to think about.
It is.
So how was that investigation as a whole?
As a whole, it was great. We really want to go back and, you know, to hit it again and see what else we can catch. There's one part that, you know, we didn't get to really dig in and investigate, and that's the auditorium. And me and two other investigators were up there, and we heard what sounded like a light switch or a click. And as we went to see, you know, what could have caused this, I found an actual light switch, and it was the same exact noise on the other side of the room where we were at.
Wow. That'll raise an eyebrow or two.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know, like, how did you guys come across that penitentiary? Was it, like, a bucket list item for the team?
It was a bucket list.
Mm-hmm. So, what are some more bucket list places for the team in the future that you guys really want to hit?
I know that we have talked about hitting, like, Waverly Hills Asylum up in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about going down to Louisiana and looking down there. But, you know, that's in the future.
Yeah. So, you guys also work on functioning businesses as well, correct?
Yes.
So, obviously, we can't mention names just for the safety and the protection of the businesses. But what are some good experiences that you've had while hitting some of these businesses?
Quite a bit of good evidence at some of these businesses that are reaching out and saying, hey, this is going on. We actually met another business up in Cumberland Gap. It was just a little bar that, you know, he said, you know, I'm constantly getting stuff here. You know, can you come check it out and see what you can tell me what's going on? And I actually did catch, I guess it was like a shadow figure, but you could almost see through it.
That's pretty intense.
Also at that location, my husband was kind of pushed off the second or third step towards the bottom into another team member.
I think I actually saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, both videos are on the Instagram.
Yes, and that little shadow moving, whoo, chills up my spine.
Yeah.
Mm. So you are the tech manager, tech lead?
Yeah, I handle most of the tech on the team. My husband helps me.
Mhm. So is that like your gift is kind of more the debunking and the scientific side of it?
No, that's my husband for the debunking and scientific side.
Okay.
I know a lot of the equipment and know how to work it.
Okay.
You know, help get everything set up for the investigation.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So, the rest of your team, talk to me about these guys. What are their gifts when it comes to investigating?
Well, you have our founder, Greg, and he is the heart and soul of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Melissa and Jessica, who are our psychic mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Eddie, who's our pastor or preacher. And then we've got Tyler and Deborah, who are our investigators. Tyler helps out with the tech.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Sheila and Sam and Cody.
So you guys are just stocked up on people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it. You guys are hitting it from every angle. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you've got a medium or two mediums working alongside a pastor. That is phenomenal.
And actually, the two mediums are mother and daughter.
Ooh.
And the pastor is Melissa's husband. So it works really good.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
So let's see. What is your dream moving forward with the team? And really, what you want, is it more commercial? Do you want to hit the big haunts? Have you guys started residential?
We do just about all. We do residential, we do business. We want to get sent to some of the bigger places. We've hit one in Knoxville already. It's called the James White Fort.
Oh, yeah.
And we've actually done an interview with PBS, and they should be premiering us sometime this month. Halloween special.
That is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, and that was also taped over at the James White Fort.
So I imagine there was quite a bit at that fort.
Oh yeah, James White Fort is definitely—they've got something going on.
So have you ever run into anything negative out there?
Me personally, I have not. Right now working on a disclosed location that we're trying to cleanse and get the spirit out because the owner does not want it there.
Yeah. It's very difficult when you've got somebody that moves into a place that doesn't really understand the paranormal and all of a sudden gets smacked with something. They're like, no. Got to go.
Yeah, and that's what we're currently working with right now, so.
I imagine they're freaking out pretty hardcore.
Just a little bit. But at the same time, they're really curious about it, you know, and want to know a little more about it. But at the same time, they're like, no, you've got to go. You know, I've got a business to run. You just got to go.
Interesting. I hate to hear that, because I'm very much of the mindset myself that even though they're dead, there's still people and there may be a little understanding. But I completely understand the other side where, you know, hey, I got a business to run. You got to go.
Yeah.
So I have a big question that I want to ask you about as an investigator. What is your theory on orbs?
Well, orbs can range a lot. Mm-hmm. I do have a couple of videos on my Instagram that, you know, show some pretty questioning orbs. And, you know, yeah, some could be dust, some could be bugs. Mm-hmm. But then there's some that's, you know, really got your head scratching, like, okay, why did this one come flying, kind of stop mid-pattern and then fly towards me?
Exactly.
You know, or why is this one this color?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're hard to explain, but, you know, there are some that really get your head scratching.
And that's kind of where I'm coming from, because I tend to run into people that are either hardcore, orbs are not a thing, or all of the orbs are everything. And yeah. You've really got to pay attention to the flight pattern. You've got to pay attention to, the consistency of it. Even one thing that a lot of people don't really pay attention to is the light source. Is it coming from inside of it, or is it coming from the IR light?
Yeah. And also, you know, when I get orbs, I like to zoom in on them. Because sometimes in the middle of an orb, you'll get a face. You don't get that with dust or a bug or anything like that.
Exactly. And sometimes you may even catch two or three in there.
Oh, yeah. And then you'll get different colored ones, red, green, blue, orange.
And that's one thing that leaves me scratching my head is, what do all of the colors mean? Is it a mood orb?
Yeah. I've wondered that. My founder, Greg, he actually has a list of what they mean.
Interesting.
And I really need to study that more.
Greg, get at me, dude. Shoot me a DM. I want to know. But yeah, so this is pretty cool. So you said earlier that you had an experience with your husband at your house involving a TV.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
It was probably, over 10 years ago now. My kids were really young at the time. They were probably one or two. And we had an old TV-VCR combo. And we put the kids to bed. And about 20, 30 minutes after, you know, us going to bed, we hear the TV and movie playing. My husband gets up and he's like, well, the kids just put the movie back in. He said, I took it out, put it on top of the TV. Come back to bed, 20, 30 minutes goes by and it's playing again. So I go out there, we unplug the TV and put the movie up. And a little while later, it's playing again. Can't figure out how the TV got plugged in and how the movie got back in the VCR.
That's a little intense.
Yeah.
Nothing like, a spirit just rolling in and popping a movie in, plugging the TV in, and then just sitting down in your living room for a movie.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't expect, you know, a 1 or 2 year old to be able to walk over and plug in a TV and grab the movie and just pop it in. And then when I get up, you know, them not being there.
Yeah, no, that's not a thing. As a former 2-year-old, I can tell you that's not possible.
No.
Your brain is not formed enough to be able to knock that one out.
No, I don't think so.
So, your husband, has he had experiences a lot as well?
He has. He actually had one experience when we were living in a townhouse out in Gallatin, Tennessee. He went to go take a shower. He said, you know, he seen a lady walk in, sit down on the toilet, and he thought it was me, and he was, you know, talking to me. Never answered him. He, you know, gets up, this lady gets up and leaves. And he gets out of the shower, and he goes, why didn't you talk to me? And I'm in the bedroom. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, you went into the bathroom, and you didn't say a word to me. I was like, no. I wasn't in the bathroom.
That's crazy.
And he swears it was me, and it was never me.
Like, you just have a spirit walking in a man's second most, you know, vulnerable position.
Yeah.
You know, taking the man's most vulnerable position and not even having the decency to respond.
Yeah.
Just rude.
Now, would have said something to him, yeah, that would probably freak me out. But, I mean, it still was like, no, that wasn't me.
So, did you guys have anything else happen there?
No, it was just me and my husband, and my nephew was staying with us at the time. And he also had his own experience in that house.
So, were experiences kind of a normal thing at that townhouse?
It seemed to be, you know, that one.
Interesting. Huh. So, you guys have kind of been, you guys have both had experiences quite often, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So, how did you guys meet?
Me and APT.
Oh, no, you and your husband.
We actually met in high school.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
So, all the kids out there listening, there is hope for you.
Yeah. high school sweethearts do exist.
They do. So, when did you guys both realize that you wanted to actually tackle investigating paranormal?
I was actually, you know, first to come into the group, and my husband just recently, you know, decided, you know what, you're out all the time. He said, I'll just, you know, see what it's all about, and he ended up becoming our skeptic, and, Eddie, you know, he's also a skeptic. You know, he's our preacher, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to stay on the skeptic side of it.
I get that, because, you know, I was telling you earlier that, you know, I have experiences, and I'm a bit of a sensitive myself, but I have to have the scientific backup.
Yeah.
Because if it can even possibly be explained away, I'm like, nah, it didn't happen.
Yeah, and that's like on any of our evidence that we get, if we're pushing it and we're not sure about it, we're not going to post it.
Yep. The age-old adage, when in doubt, throw it out.
Yep.
So, let me think here. What do you love most about investigating?
I enjoy, you know, being able to help people that have the paranormal problems. You know, that's one of our team mottos. We're here to help.
Yeah, that's you beautiful. I think that's really why we're all here on this earth, honestly, is just to help one another.
Yeah.
And if the paranormal investigating can bring us closer to that, then that's just another way we get to work.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't want somebody, you know, living in fear, afraid to say, you know, I've got this going on, but I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to keep it here. You know, we don't want that. We want to be able to help people, you know, see what's going on with them and, you know, try to help if we can.
Exactly. And I can tell you guys from experience that just turning a blind eye and be like, oh, I'll just live with it, it doesn't work.
Yeah. No.
If you do not address it, it'll only get worse. Because somebody's trying to make contact. And think of it like a little kid. If you ignore a little kid, what happens? It gets worse.
Oh, like 10 times worse.
And it's like that with spirits. I liken spirits to children.
Keep at you until they finally get your attention.
And sometimes it goes a little far.
Yeah. And then sometimes you get those, like, I ain't gonna pay you no attention. I'm just gonna do what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. I mean, I the residuals are still creepy. Yeah. I know they're not gonna hurt me, but they're still creepy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, you walk into Aunt Ethel's house after she's passed away, and you see her just in there crock-potting up some chicken. Aunt Ethel's been dead for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Something's not right about that.
That's more than a head-scratcher. That's more of a, I need to call somebody.
Yeah.
Which brings me to this here, guys. Like, if you are experiencing anything at home or at work and you're questioning, hey, this is not normal, call somebody.
Yeah.
Call somebody like APT.
Most definitely.
Because there are people out there and they're not going to mock you. They're not going to joke on you. What they're going to do is they're going to ask questions and then they're going to get down to work and they're going to investigate. So.
And if you want us to get rid of them, we'll try our best.
I mean, APT, they've got two mediums and a priest. I mean, it sounds like the beginning of a joke, but it's actually a team.
Yeah.
So, guys, go find somebody. If something is happening that is possibly freaking you or your children out, call somebody. So, Miss Tony, if you could, as we are wrapping this up, if you could throw out all of the social medias for APT.
Sure. On Facebook, you can find our group page under Appalachian Paranormal Team. On Instagram, it's APT.para, or just search Appalachian Paranormal Team. And we also have YouTube, which is Appalachian Paranormal Team.
And guys, definitely go follow them. I've been watching their Instagram, and I've been seeing some really cool evidence come out. There's two videos that kind of sent chills up my spine with the guy getting knocked down the stairs and then that shadow figure moving. There's some good stuff. They've got some good stuff out there, and I cannot wait to see what more they're going to have come out. But yeah, like I'm excited to see what you guys are going to continue to do. Where are you guys headed next?
Next we have our ghost walk at Red Ash. And then from there, you know, who knows where the road will lead us. Just hope somewhere good.
Absolutely. I hope it's somewhere good, too. And I hope that your ghost walk at Red Ash goes off without a hitch. I hope somebody has an experience. I hope they start asking questions, and I hope it leads them to investigating. Because I think that's really how we all go from, oh, something happened in the past, to I need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So, guys.
Yeah, we post all of our investigations. If we had, like, if it's a business, if we have permission from them, we'll post that onto YouTube. That way, you know, our evidence is out there.
That's good.
And I post what I can to Instagram. And
I'm loving what you guys are doing. I'm loving the videos. I'm loving the content. So you guys just keep rocking it out.
We will.
So guys, go follow Appalachian Paranormal Team, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Follow them now. And as a matter of fact, follow everyone that you find on Instagram that is involved in the paranormal, no matter how big, no matter how small. We all need support.
Yes, we do.
I love you guys. We'll talk to you next time on Sparks of the Paranormal.